Hi.
How are you?
Hello,
I'm Jada.
Hey, Jada.
Hi.
Are you
kidding me?
Not at all. That is my favorite movie.
You mentioned this.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, you need to hear yourself as well, don't you?
Over there.
Yeah.
Over there.
They kept changing me. I wasn't supposed to be here.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
So,
yeah.
You guys are walking into something that has massive expectations. Is that a little bit daunting? Because obviously, when The Walking Dead first came out, it was basically just 15,000 of us there as they care.
Well, I think my experience was going into it was I didn't think about that so much, and because we just get really caught up in the moment to moment execution of it and all the work, and you just kind of are deep in that bubble of the experience, and then as it gets closer to, and this kind of happens with artists all the time, you get closer to that moment where you give it to the world, and it's like, and now everybody's saying, do you feel pressure? So now I feel pressure. I'm like nervous right now. I want the audience to be able to embrace it, for being distinct and for being, still a part of that universe. I hope we make them happy, but at the same time, I know that we did a great job, put our heart into it, and we're really proud of it.
There was a coming here 6 years ago with The Walking Dead. There was such an expectation because people knew so much about the source material, right? So people were really questioning, is Andrew Lincoln Rick Grimes, right? And that was a question that we had to sort of, we thought yes, and now it seems like the answer is yes. But in a weird way, people know so much about the world of Fear of the Walking Dead, but they know absolutely nothing about these characters. So what's great was I think it really freed up, Kim and Cliff and our great cast to sort of really find their own way and sort of make the characters their own in a way that we can't really do on The Walking Dead.
Did you guys have to feel like you should? I have a hard time with words today. Did you reference any of the comic material at all? Or even though this takes place before the story, I think it's kind of good for it again.
No. We were told that wasn't necessary, and actually it could be quite favorable. If the less we knew, the better.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because we don't really know anything about zombies in this universe. We don't know anything about walkers. We don't know anything about what's happening in Atlanta. We're just a family in L.A. going about our lives. We're more concerned with our jobs, being I'm an English teacher, she's a counselor, and our teenagers, trying to wrangle our teenagers and have a relationship. That's where the show starts.
And that's then there's like a chaotic sort of unnatural epidemic that starts to happen, and our characters would never know what an apocalypse looks like or anything, and so it was sort of beneficial to us as actors to not have that in our head.
And that was something from the trailer, that panic of them not knowing what's going on, that because this is the origin. They don't know what is, there's no information out there. So that seems to be that origin story. How is that going to build throughout the first couple of episodes? Like, how is that information going to be disseminated? Because they keep talking about,
One of the most successful elements of the show so far that I can see is that we're treating it as real. And as we're a time of media and sort of like social media and information, how information is shared, and there's so much information that nobody can really agree on anything anymore. So whatever the outbreak is, it's really just a lot of dialogue about people not agreeing about what it is, and that's real, and that feels very real and authentic. So it's quite confusing. We almost have too much information, and so therefore we have to discern for ourselves what is real and what is not real. And and that feels really real and very relevant as thematically in terms of how to deal with the situation, trying to assess what the situation actually is and not agreeing with it, and what that does to our relationships. Because everything's filtered through a familial situation and the relationships and the tensions that are created in our relationship. We're not concerned with the apocalypse. I'm more concerned with whether she loves me, or whether I could do to love her, and how to love. And that's what my focus is. It's really not on like who's infected over there, until it gets here.
You know, we have in the real world, we have things that are scientifically, that are facts, that are beyond a shadow of a doubt, that there's still raging debate that goes on with no time pressure, right? So, you know, whatever your position is on climate change, there's people out there who say it's real, people say it's not real, and you're sort of like, how are we having this discussion, right? So in an environment where somebody comes on, if someone came out from the government onto television and said, okay, there's an outbreak of zombies, half the people think it's a marketing stunt, right? People think it's like something from Comic-Con. They wouldn't believe it, or they'd say, oh, I saw it happen, but it's not true, or it's something else. And play up all those different strains as to sort of how people actually receive their information, I think that's like a really interesting way to see as society starts breaking down. The other thing is most people don't pay attention at first, right? They're busy living their lives.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that helps authenticate the experience of the show for me, is that we're not treating it like a genre piece, and we're not treating it like an apocalypse, and we're not treating it like a monster show. We're treating it like real relationships with real people, because I feel like the first few episodes especially is a real bit of a slow burn, and it's establishing who we are and what's important to us so that we could see the evolution of these characters. And a lot of that is really setting up expectations, and very cleverly and effectively pulling the rug on our characters and on our audiences as an experience, which makes it entertaining.
Andy Lincoln in the first season had said that this show is all about me getting back to my family. That was his entire motivation for the first six episodes. Is there something that is kind of a mission statement for the first season of Fear the Walking Dead?
I feel like for my character, I feel like my whole super objective is to protect my family.
No, my character's super objective is to pull my family together, because I've got an ex marriage and a teenage son estranged, and I've got this new love and her teenagers, and I'm trying to build a family amidst a collapsing society.
So the premiere is 2 hours,
I think, Pardon? Oh, really?
Oh, 90 minutes.
Because he said it was longer than an hour.
I thought it was 90 minutes.
Yeah,
90 minutes, I thought. Doesn't feel that long. We watched it. Have you guys seen it?
No.
We watched it last night, and it didn't feel like 90 minutes.
Last night, the first time we saw it.
Yeah.
What was it like seeing it for the very first time?
What was it like seeing it for the very first time last night?
Traumatizing, because we like to watch, but you know, we've been doing this a long time, and I just feel like, you know, sometimes it's good to watch it the first time by yourself, or you know, with a loved one, or you know, under the influence of something, and you know, and so that you can sort of get past that moment where you remember this and that, and oh god, look at now and this, and then I'm kind of fine with it. But this was, you know, our heart was in this, and we know that it's so important to so many people, and so it was hard to watch. I felt a little vulnerable watching it for the first time last night, but I was very pleased with it, and I feel very proud of it. I just think Adam Davidson did an incredible job with it, our director and the cast too. I think it's really cool.
Yeah, I'm very proud of everyone's work, and feel very privileged to be a part of a team, and where everybody's invested and very sincere about their work.
Can you guys talk a little bit about this show's environment is in Los Angeles, so you're dealing with the urban, you know, landscape of having all of this, you know, communication will start breaking down, and how to get to people, you know, LA traffic, good lord, trying to get to your family and such. So how does LA add an urgency or other things to you as characters, and then just from the production standpoint of trying to write stories in an environment where, you know, The Walking Dead is expanses of Georgia and woodlands and such?
first thing offers to me is a blended family with diversity. And we got, you know, it's a, the little town where we're set up in El Sereno neighborhood is the oldest neighborhood in LA, and which means serene. And the neighbors are so diverse. You know, there's no one demographic or type of ethnic background in that neighborhood. And I think that our show is really diverse as a reflection of it. That's the first contribution LA's made to our show.
So it's filmed in El Sereno.
Our neighborhood. That's our neighborhood.
Well, and you know, we've been in all kinds of areas of Los Angeles area, and it's very urban. It's a very urban feel, not your typical glitzy side of Hollywood, but it's urban, it's diverse, it's very grounded, it's very, you know, sun bleached and worn and graffitied, and I think it's very interesting. It's a very interesting character.
You know, Los Angeles has it's such a unique city in the sense that it's really a bunch of like tightly packed suburbs that are sort of like had like a car accident, sort of got stitched up together, right? So you have these different pockets where you drive a mile one direction and you're in an entirely different neighborhood, entirely different ethnic makeup and socioeconomic factors. And it both is, in a way, it's really exciting. But on the other hand, it's like when things start to break down, it actually adds to the sense of isolation and the sense of like, how well do you really know your neighbors? And what is that sense of community as society starts to break down around you? You know, whereas if you go into sort of, say, the suburbs and rural areas of Georgia, you imagine that those communities are much more closely knit and that there was a stronger social contract between them. Here, you're going to people, and you see it in the trailer, and, you know, they walk up to somebody and say, look, we need to ride this out. There's not a long history between them. They don't even know each other, but it's like, how do you get, will you take that person in? Like, that's really sort of the questions of the social compact that we like to explore as the city starts to unravel.
Yeah, and our dependency and addiction on the infrastructure that we've built. You know, I think it's really one of the great things for me in the show is around the collapse of our human ego and investment in our superstructure, because it's fallible. And in our show, when it falls hard and fast.
Alright, we're
going to
take you guys to the next round.
Wow, that was quick.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys are so fast.
Thank you. Thank you.